No one knew about his principal because Avogadro himself was a retiring fellow. He worked alone, corresponded very little with fellow scientists, published few papers, and attended no meetings. But also it was because there were no meetings to attend, and few chemical journals in which to publish. This is a fairly extraordinary fact. The Industrial Revolution was driven in large part by developments in chemistry, and yet as an organized science chemistry barely existed for decades. The Chemical Society of London was not founded until 1841, and didn't begin to produce a regular journal until 1848, by which time most learned societies in Britain, geological, geographical, zoological, horticultural, and Linnaean, for naturalists and botanists, were at least 20 years old, and often much more. The rival Institute of Chemistry didn't come into being until 1877, a year after the founding of the American Chemical Society. Because chemistry was so slow to get organized, news of Avogadro's important breakthrough of 1811 didn't begin to become general until the first International Chemistry Congress in Karlsruhe in 1860.